that the end time war of the nations against the God and people of Israel, which was prophesied by the prophets of Israel to be the ultimate judgment upon the nations, is at the door. The complete redemption of Israel, the rebuilding of the temple, the coming of Messiah ben David, are the next stages in God's end time plans with Israel and the entire world. 62 years after the reestablishment of the state of Israel by the God of Israel to be his end time eternal kingdom, and after seven wars with Arab Islamic nations who were backed by many nations worldwide, they came to destroy Israel again and again. My dear friend, I would like to just say to you that the restoration of all things is in Christ. You've got to believe in him. If you don't believe in him, then you're condemned, even though you're trying to speak for all mankind. You believe in God, then you believe also in Christ. For in him are all the promises of God to Israel, to all mankind, fulfilled. Let me read on. Israel is again facing pressure from every side with step-by-step preparations of the enemies of the God and people of Israel to destroy the state of Israel through an apocalyptic war with nuclear weapons that were never used in the past. These nations refuse to learn from their own previous experiences when the God of Israel defeated them again and again and showed them that he is determined to rebuild his holy kingdom of Israel in the promised land and is due only to his people of Israel. And the people of Israel are those who are in the faith of Abraham, and that faith is in Jesus Christ. I just happened to pose as I read our friend's newsletter, our hope is in Israel, or in Christ. These are the children of Abraham. I read on. Now in the dark clouds of the end time war, are beginning to surround Israel from every side. God is going to judge the nations exactly as he promised in his prophetic word. Opposing by sending Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, God will prove to them that he is determined to complete during these critical end times what he started with Abraham and his seed Israel more than 4,000 years ago, and that the reestablishment of the nation of Israel today, along with his critical heritage, is by far his greatest handiwork. His greatest handiwork ever in the history of the world. And that a moral and godly redemption will come to the entire world only through the redemption of his people, Israel, those who are in Christ. For it's in Christ. And say you again, all of you, as it goes there again, in opposing in this article, for the hope of one Christ is in him. For the restoration of Israel, and all Israel will be saved. God is busy together with his people Israel, rebuilding his kingdom to be an example and a light to all the nations. The climax of this godly handiwork that is called Israel today is going to be the rebuilding of the temple of God by the people of Israel in Jerusalem. And this will open the door for the coming of Messiah, Ben David, during our lifetime. Well, my good friend, yes, God's going to build his church, and that will be his temple, where he will dwell. For God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, does not dwell in buildings made with hands. So we are seeing the earthly manifestation of God restoring and rebuilding to give us signification that the Messiah is coming back to earth again. I read on. Jerusalem is again going to be the city where God dwells among his people Israel. True, the new Jerusalem. It will be. And for where he will lead them in the entire world according to his holy and moral laws and principles. That's true too, my friend. When Christ comes, King of Israel, King David sits on his throne, he will rule the world with a rod of iron and the laws of righteousness that will overtake everywhere. As Jerusalem that are chosen in Christ, no other ones. Those are the very elect. I read on. Israel and even the entire world are now experiencing the most critical time in history. Who are the black clouds that are coming against Israel? The people of God in terrible rebellion against God? The president of Iran has stated again and again that his main goal is to remove Israel from the map of the world. And for this, he's preparing nuclear weapons. The so-called Palestinians people invaded the land of Israel from all of the Arab countries and never existed as a nation inside Israel or any other place in the world are fighting against Israel. And since 1948 have been the instrument of the Arab Muslim world to destroy Israel from the midst of the land. Islamic terror organizations are surrounding Israel from every side and shooting missiles and rockets into Israel. Syria is armed with biological and chemical missiles aimed at Israel. All of the Arab countries have armed themselves with modern weapons precisely to be used against Israel in the future. I'm reading a letter from the in the land of Israel faithful movement. Again, I did write an email to him to ask him, do you believe on the Christ? Because all your hope for Israel must be found in Jesus Christ, Mr. Salmon, and all you Israelites. Return to your God. I read up. The President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, is putting strong pressure on Israel to divide the land of Israel and to establish a Palestinian state with its capital in Jerusalem. He's promoting the pro-Arab Islamic policy. The United Nations and the European Union are backdating Arab Islamic nations and are again and again making anti-Israel resolutions. So many countries in power all over the world are putting pressure on tiny Israel instead of dealing with their own immoral problem. Well, that's what God said, my friend. He said he would make Jerusalem a trembling stone. It would be a marker for identifying things so that we would know we are in the time of the end. When you see Jerusalem, then you will see it. No doubt about it. I read on now. My call, said Mr. Stoneman, is to all the world, and especially to those nations acting against the God of Israel. Be aware of the major judgment of God that is soon to come upon all of you exactly as it was prophesied. And that is the truth. And there is no way to avoid it, my friend. None whatsoever. The end of this world has come, and Christ will soon appear, the God of Israel, the Savior of the world, the Messiah. Well, maybe it's not too late for you to stop your hatred. No, they're not going to stop it. They're not going to stop it. John chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, and verses 16 and 17. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring back the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations. I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. I will enter into judgment with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel. All who are in Christ, worldwide, whom they have scattered among the nations and have divided up my land. And the Lord roars out of Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shake. But the Lord will be a shelter for his people and a stronghold for the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and no stranger shall pass through her anymore. Praise the Lord. And he will send Jesus. To all those nations who want to rob Jerusalem, Israel, and to eliminate the people of God, Zechariah 12, verses 2, 3, 8, 9, 14, and 3. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of staggering to all the people surrounded by it. And it shall also be for Judah during the siege, Judah the church against Jerusalem. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a portals from stone for all the people. All that burden themselves with it shall be grievously hurt. None of the peoples of the earth shall be gathered together against it. And on that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass on that day that I will set to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Then shall the Lord go out to fight against those nations. And when he fought in the day of battle, Jesus Christ is Lord. Mr. Goodman, well, earth is the Lord's. He will manifest himself in the natural Israel through the world, and he will stand and fight. If you will not stand, or if you will stand against Israel, the apple of my eye, and the messenger who brings my light to all the world to pressure and destroy my chosen people, then you will be against me. And I will choke on all my might, saith the Lord. And that messenger was Jesus the Christ, and that's the truth. Mr. Baldwin goes on, Goodwin is his name, how do you pronounce that? I don't mean to be unjust with this. Head of the Temple Mount, Gershon Salomon, as I say. I wrote him an email, hope he responds, and ask him, are you believing that the Messiah is the Christ who came and will come again? Because if you don't, then your efforts to save natural Israel are all in vain. Because natural Israel must be born again and become part of the plan and the purpose of God. And that includes you and all with you. Praise the Lord. He goes on to say, my heart is telling me that all of this disasters, whether natural or as a result of immoral human behavior and the cruel terror that is today spreading all over the world, are warning signs of God's impending judgment. That is the truth. That is the truth. At the last moment, before the terrible day of God, I'm calling the entire world to be careful. Enemies of Israel, no, stand now with Israel. Help her to build the kingdom of God through the Holy Land, and gave only to Israel. That can only be done, my dear friend, this is Brother Sterrington, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is building his church, which is Israel. The rebuilding of the temple of God is going to come to pass soon during our lifetime. That is the truth. Jesus Christ is coming. Messiah will appear in your lifetime. Let's build the temple. Yes, sir. I will build my house, saith the Lord. And during these end times, he will also dwell in the midst of the entire world, as it was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 2, 1 and 4, Micah 4, 1 and 4. The word of Isaiah, the son of Amos, sorrow concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Judah represents the church, Jerusalem represents Israel, Judaism to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and these two shall be one. I went on, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, to the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge among the nations. He shall decide among many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into puny hooks. And nation shall not whip up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Temple Mount in the land of Israel faithful movement is calling everyone in the world to help us bring to pass this most major event now and with no delay. With that, this friend, Brother Gerson, let me say to you with all sincerity, he is going to build his church and all Israel, comprised of Jew and Gentile, of every nation, tongue, tribe, and creed, all in Christ. All of the promises that God made are in Christ Jesus. You and him, and he and you, no, nothing. This is the Overcomer radio broadcast, and this voice that you're listening to is the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. As you hear us day by day, hour by hour, we trust that somehow you will get the significance of why you are hearing and what you are hearing. The messenger of the covenant, the prophet sent to proclaim to all the nations of the world the kingdom of heaven is at hand, fulfilling the scripture in Matthew, the 24th chapter. In verse 13 he says, and he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. A description of the times we're living in as times that need to be endured. The next verse says, and the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of heaven, shall be preached to all the world, to every nation, as a witness to them, as a testimony by Almighty Yahweh, that the end has come. Once that time period of proclaiming that gospel reaches to every nation in God's sovereign will, the end will come. Ladies and gentlemen, today is that scripture being fulfilled in your ear. My mailing address is very simple. It's always a joy to hear from those who are being reached by the power and the alerting message of the Holy Spirit to prepare for the coming of the believers. Address your letter to the Overcomer, Box 691, Walter Merrill. That's WALTERVORO. Walter Merrill, South Carolina. And the zip code is 29488. Once again, the Overcomer, Post Office Box 691, Walterboro. You spell that WALTERVORO. Walterboro, South Carolina. And the zip code is 29488, USA. My contact telephone number, you just dial 1. U.S. code 1-843-538-6689. You can call that number anytime, 7 days a week. Leave your message, your prayer request, your comments, or your opinions. Call now if you will. U.S. code 1-843-538-6689. If you have opportunity, go to our website. There you will get messages, download it, hear the broadcast currently, hear previous broadcasts, much information, information on the farm that we live on the website. You can also send me an email. The website is www.overcomerministry.org. www.overcomerministry.org. Email is identical. Brother Stinger at overcomerministry.org. Brother Stinger, S-T-A-I-R at overcomerministry.org. Can I hear from you this week? God bless you. And Maranatha, here is one more conclusive biblical proof. Things are about to come to a climax in Israel. It is an interesting account of Ezekiel chapter 4. That would be Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 4. Thou shalt follow from the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy band, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous mouth of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I spoke it, saith the Lord. God's word. This has to do with the coming battle of Gog and Magog and the invasion of Israel. An interesting historical account is now unfolding before our very eyes.
this Ezekiel 38 and 39 scenario is where Russia comes with Iran and several other allies, and they come over and they're going to teach Israel something about the wrestler, and they gather up on the Golan Heights, and before a shot is fired, God rains down fire out of heaven, just destroys the armies. And I told my wife, I said, I hope I'm standing across the Armageddon Valley on Mount Carmel watching that occur. But built more to the excitement of myself for the moment is what we just passed over was Ezekiel 39:4.
Okay.
And Ezekiel 39:4, the first time that it really jumped off the page at me was 2 years ago when I was in Israel, and our guide took us up on the Golan Heights. We got off the bus and we walked down this path about 600 yards to an overlook. And the guy told us, he said, I want you to notice these big birds. And flying above us were some birds that I later discovered were called griffin vultures. Now, for 2,000 years, these griffin vultures have been using Israel as a flyway to migrate from Africa to Asia and to Europe. And they never stopped at Israel because there was nothing to stop for. Israel was desolate. The guy told us 2 years ago, he said, these birds have moved into Israel, they've taken up residence up here in the mountains, and they're starting to grow far like crazy. And we opened Ezekiel 38, and we explained to the people why now, after 2,000 years, the birds are showing up. I was inspired by the moment, came home, looked up, did a Google search on birds of prey Israel, and I found out that hundreds of thousands of eagles, storks, falcons, buzzards, and all have taken up residence in Israel. My point for the moment is that not only is God gathering Israel, but God gathering the birds that are going to take the birds of the battle.
Yeah.
And that's a subtle prophecy right there. It's commonly overlooked.
Absolutely.
Well, read verse 4 then, so that the listeners can see what you're talking about.
You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops, and the peoples who are with you, that I will give you as food to every kind of predatory bird and beast of the field. So, the birds are prophesied here 2,500 years ago. We're the first generation in that 2,500 years that has seen them start to